各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
这个礼拜我们还是在谈传啊，在读传道书。
And so this week we are still reading Ecclesiastes.
我们来读传道书十章的第二节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 12.
啊，传道书十章第二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2.
十章第二节。
Chapter 10, verse 2.
智慧人的心居右，愚昧人的心居左。
A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left.
我们今天晚上用智慧人的心居右，我们来思想传道书里面有关智慧的道理。
And so tonight we'll use the topic, the heart of the wise inclines to the right,as a mutual encouragement.
这个智慧人的心居右，这个居右到底是什么意思呢？
So when a man's heart is at the right, what does that right mean?
我们都知道，耶稣坐在神的右边，这个是代表一个尊荣的位置。
And so we know that the Lord Jesus sit on the right hand of God, and the right means.A very glorious position.
那便雅悯的意思就是 son of right hand, 就是右手之子，就是有能力的儿子，所以右边也代表更大的能力。
So the definition of Benjamin means is a son of the right. That means has the strength and power.
所以智慧人的心居右告诉我们，世子的心呢，引导他到一个更有能力的。更高的更尊荣的一个地方。
So the heart of the wise who inclines to the right means they will go to a place that is more glorious and also more powerful.
那有一个圣经的版本这样翻译啊。
So there's a version of the Bible that has this interpretation.
他说智者的心引导他走正路。
And so the person who goes to the right will make sure he goes on the right path.
我们晚上就来思想什么叫做智慧。
And so this evening, we will discuss what does it mean to be wise.
智慧的好处在哪里。
And where are the benefits of being wise?
那智慧达不到的它那个不足或是遗憾在哪里。
And so where is the helplessness of wisdom?
那我们最后我们来谈怎么样得智慧。
And lastly, we'll discuss how we can attain wisdom.
我们都知道传道书是所罗门所写的。
So we know that Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
那先上讲所罗门的智慧在他以前没有一个人像他那么大的智慧。
So in the Bible, it records that the wisdom of Solomon, nobody before or after him will be greater.
那我们今天是要从智慧的王所写的智慧书信来学习他对智慧的论述。
So today we are going to learn from the most wise person and what he learned from wisdom.
那在所罗门的心目中什么叫做智慧呢？
So in the eyes of Solomon, what is wisdom?
所罗门认为智慧就是知道事情的解释。
And so wisdom to Solomon means that he is able to explain something.
也知道时候跟定理。
And he knows the time and also the place.
我们来看传道书八章的第一节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
第八章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1.
第八章第一节，谁如智慧人呢？谁知道事情的解释呢？人的智慧使他的脸发光，便是他脸上的暴气改变。所以前面在谈到说，谁知道，谁像智慧人呢？谁知道事情的解释呢？
And so it says, who is like a wise man, and who knows the interpretation of a thing?
所以从这个平行的字句，我们就知道，所谓智慧就是你知道事情的解释。
And so here it means that in order to know wisdom, you know how to interpret a thing.
你怎么样来到人间的？
For example, how did you come to this world?
你活着的目的是什么？
And why are you living?
你将来要到哪里去？
And where are you going in the future?
你有办法解释、这些人生的事情，你知道这些人生事情的解释吗？
And so do you know the interpretation of these human things?
圣经就是一本智慧的书。
So the Bible is the book of wisdom.
它告诉我们，我们人是从神而来，将来死了，神希望我们回到他那边去。
And so it tells us that we had came from God, and when we die, we shall return.
那是我们活着能够爱神爱人，这个就是人生啊活着的意义。
And so for us to live, the purpose is so that we can love man and love God.
有人说先有鸡还是先有蛋？
So some people ask,、is the egg first or the chicken first?
你知道这个事情怎么解释吗？
So how do you know how to explain that?
从圣经告诉我们，神起初所创造的都是活物，都是从尘土里面造动物，也造空中的飞鸟，最后祝福他们，让他们能够生养后代。
And so we know that from the creation, God has created all living things so that they may prosper and increase.
就如同亚当被造已经是一个成年人了，那不是 baby 开始的。
And just like when Adam was created, he was an adult, not an infant.
所以圣经给我们的智慧不是先有蛋，而是先有鸡。
And so the wisdom that the Bible gives us is that there was a chicken first instead of egg.
不只是知道事情的解释，你还知道时候跟定理。
And so not only to explain these things, but also the purpose of things.
我们来看八章传道书，我们把红线夹在传道书哦。我们今天看的都是传道书八章第五节。
So let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 5.
八章第五节。
Chapter 8.
凡遵守命令的不经历祸患，下面这句，智慧人的心能辨明时候跟定理。
He who keeps his command will experience nothing harmful, and a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment.
所以你知道什么时候该做什么事情。
So that you know when you shall do what.
你知道无论如何都有一位审判的主，有一位有一个设计一个道理的，有一个道理的一个神在上面。
And so you know that no matter what, there will be a God who has the absolute truth that will judge.
有人问知识跟智慧有什么不一样？
And some people ask, what is the difference between knowledge and wisdom?
那有人就举个例子，知识让人知道怎么样制造一颗原子弹或核子弹。
And some people say is that the difference is that wisdom will allow a person to make a...
知识
knowledge.
That you know how to make things, right? 那可是呢智慧就是你知道什么时候来用这颗原子弹。
And so for wisdom is you know when to use this nuclear bomb.
所以你知道时候，这个时候你该做什么事情。
So you know that at this time what you shall do.
以上我们谈到所罗门的定义什么叫做智慧。
And so we know the definition from Solomon, what is wisdom?
那所罗门王跟我们讲智慧有很多的好处。
And so King Solomon tells us there's many benefits to wisdom.
我们来看七章的十一节，传道书七章十一节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 11.
十一节十二节。
Chapter 7 verse 11 and 12.
十一节，七章十一节，传道书，智慧和产业并好。而且见天日的人得智慧更为有益，因为智慧庇护人，好像银钱庇护人一样，唯独智慧能保全智慧人的生命，这就是知识的益处。请读。
Wisdom is good with an inheritance and profitable to those who see the sun, for wisdom is a defense as money is a defense.But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it.
好，这边说呢，智慧跟产业都同样的好。
So here says that wisdom and inheritance are both good.
如果你能够看到明天的太阳，你还活着，你有知识，你有智慧，又有产业，那这个都是人世间很棒的事情。
So if you are able to see the sun tomorrow and you have wisdom and an inheritance, those are good things.
我们都知道产业是一种有形资产，智慧是一种无形资产。
So we know that inheritance is something that you can physically inherit, but wisdom is not.
那传道书的作这个翻译的人呢、啊？啊，他中文给他翻成得智慧的比得产业的更有益处啊。
And so the interpreter of the Chinese version of the Bible says, the person who gains wisdom is more precious than the one who is able to inheritance.
你知道产业看得见，有一天呢、啊，你可能天灾人祸。你会失掉这个产业，但是 智慧是在脑袋瓜里面呢、除非你死掉了，你的脑袋瓜一样存在。
Because inheritance is only short-lived, one day it will disappear, but wisdom will dwell within you in your mind.
所以真的、智慧比产业更好。
So indeed, wisdom is better than inheritance.
这边提到说它可以像银钱一样可以保护、啊、甚至可以保护智慧人的生命、啊。
And so wisdom is like a defense that is able to protect those who are wise.
你还记得有一次、扫罗在追杀大卫的时候大卫逃到腓力士地区。
And so do you still remember when Saul was trying to capture David and David went to the land of the Philistines?
啊，有人看到大卫就想到说，哎，这个人呢，就是打死我们民族英雄那个哥利亚，所以赶快跟他们王报告。
And so some people, they saw David say, aren't you the person who has defeated our Goliath? And then they reported him.
哇，大卫觉得命在旦夕啊，生命有危险啊，啊，神给他智慧啊。
And so David felt that his life was in danger, and God gave him wisdom.
他就马上装疯卖傻，就是假装自己是一个疯子啊，在墙上呢乱涂唾沫，而且把唾沫呢还涂到自己的服饰上面。
And then he began to act like a crazy person so that other people would not notice.
因为他这种智慧人的智慧能够。救他的生命
and through the wisdom, he is able to be protect his life.
不但是这样，圣经上讲说呢，所罗门讲说呢，还可以救整座城市啊。
And so not only so, but a wise is also able to save a whole city.
我们来看传道书九章十三到十五节。
Next, so Ecclesiastes chapter 9,
九章十三到十五节。
Chapter 9, verse 13 to 15.
九章十三到十五节。
Chapter 9, 13 to 15.
我见日光之下有一样智慧，据我看乃是广大，就是有一小城，其中的人数稀少，有大君王来攻击，修筑营垒，将城围住。城中有一个贫穷的智慧人，他用智慧救了那城，却没有人纪念那穷人。啊，请读。
Verse 13, though this wisdom I have also seen under the sun, and it seemed great to me. There was a little city with few men in it, and a great king came against it, besieged it, and built great snares around it. Now there was found in a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city, yet no one remembered that same poor person.
So we 刚刚说不只是救生命，这个贫穷的智慧人呢，他可以拯救整座城市，虽然没有人纪念，他还是做了一件伟大的事情。
So this poor wise man was able to save a whole city, even though nobody remembered.
啊，因为那个啊，一个大君王啊，那是大国啊，啊，有强而有力的，而且把他们都围攻了。可是呢，一个智慧人呐、啊，贫穷的智慧人，他用智慧来救全城。
So even though a great king came against the city and built a siege around it, but this poor wise man was able to save the city.
所以所罗门王又这样讲哦。
So Solomon says,
智慧时有智慧的人比城中十个官长更有能力。
So a one person who is wise is even more powerful than 10 rulers.
所以哦。我们中国话常说这个三个 诸葛亮胜过三个臭皮匠胜过一个诸葛亮。可是呢，如果我们照所罗门所说的，一个智慧人胜过十个官长是十个一个诸葛亮胜过十个臭皮匠。
And so there's also similar saying in Chinese. So indeed, one wise person is greater than 10 powerful men.
你还记得中国的故事，这个诸葛亮、诸葛孔明遇到敌人的时候，他用了一个计谋叫空城计啊，让城里面好像空空的，来让敌人不敢来攻打，空城计。
So there was a story in China that there's this city who emptied everything so that no one would dare to attack it.
这个故事说呢，敌人要来攻打诸葛亮他们一个城市了。
And so this story says that there was enemies of Zhuge Liang came to attack them.
但是呢，城里面根本没有什么阿兵哥啊，都是老弱残兵，根本没有办法打这个仗，他们没有办法来抵挡这个敌人。
So in the city, there's nobody who is young able to defend anyone against the city.
那诸葛亮怎么做呢？
And so how did this character Zhuge Liang do?
他心生一计啊，他就在城门上面呢，就弹琴喝茶，让人家看到他就觉得他很悠哉，很有准备的样子，很不怕的样子。
And so what he did, he went to the city gate and he was drinking tea, The other people felt like he was not afraid.
那一些人呢，在城那边走来走去打扫，好像一点都不紧张，敌人要来攻打了。
And so there's other people who was doing some cleaning in the city, and the people they were not afraid.
所以敌人会觉得说，哎，这个诸葛亮这个人呢、啊，很有智谋啊，很有智慧啊，他一定是要请君入瓮啊，一定是假装他们就是他一定是准备好了，假装他们好像都不知道的样子，那所以就怕他们都准备好了，所以就不去攻打这个城市，所以这个空城计呢就最后拯救这样的一个智慧，拯救整座城市啊。
So this character Zhuge Liang and also the people, they behaved like nothing. They would not worry about anything. So the enemies did not know that they weren't scared.
所以智慧可以拯救整个城市。
So wisdom is able to save a whole city.
这个智慧到底有什么好处呢？就是让一个人啊，常常行在光明中，让一个人常常眼睛明亮。
So wisdom is able to allow a person to walk in the light and to have to see.
我们来看传道书的二章十三节十四节。
Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
他常常可以看得到方向，他可以常常可以看得到价值，他常常可以看到当走的路，因为他眼睛光明。
Because their eyes are filled with light, they're able to see where they're going.
二章十三节十四节传道书。
Chapter 2, verse 13-14, Ecclesiastes.
二章十三节十四节，我便看出智慧胜过愚昧，如同光明胜过黑暗。智慧人的眼目光明，愚昧人在黑暗里行。我却看明有一件事，这两等人都必遇见。请读。
13. Then I saw that wisdom excels folly, as light excels darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head.But the fool walks in darkness. Yet I myself perceived that the same event happens to them all.
因为你有智慧啊，所以凡事呢，你看得清，看得透，看得明，看得远，所以你不害怕的啦，因为你看得清楚啊。
So because you have wisdom, you're able to see far and clear, and you're able to not be afraid.
所以智慧人他的眼睛啊，他的眼目有光明啊，眼目有光啊。
So a wise man's eyes are filled with light.
但是呢，愚昧人一直行走在黑暗当中，他看不到方向，看不到价值，看不到未来。
But a fool walks in darkness, cannot see the future, cannot see where he's going.
您还记得神在创造天地的时候，第一件创造什么吗？
Do you still remember when God created the heaven and earth? What's the first thing He created?
没有错，就是光。
Right, it is light.
为什么神要先造光？告诉我们什么道理呢？
So why did God create light first? What do we, can we learn from that?
你要看得见，你要看得见，你才有办法继续下面的动作跟行为，继续下面的创造。
Only when you can see, then you can know what to do next.
你还记得圣经上启示录当中的四活物，它的特色是什么吗？
Do you still remember the, what's the character of the four living creatures recorded in Revelations?
其中一个重要的特色就是它遍地内外充满了眼睛。
And so one character is that the four living creatures were filled with eyes.
所以在神面前最有最属灵的那种信徒呢就是他很有智慧，他有神来的智慧，他知道神的旨意是什么，他知道往哪里走。
And so the most spiritual person is a person who knows what God wants them to go.
你还记得启示录里面记载耶稣如同一夜前的羔羊被杀之后复活了，他有几个眼睛？
Still remember in Revelations when it described that Jesus the high lamb was crucified, when it resurrected, how many eyes did it have?
圣经上讲说他有七个眼睛。
The Bible says it have seven eyes.
这个就是完全的看见，完全的智慧。
And so that is a complete vision and complete wisdom.
我们中国话说眼睛是灵魂的窗户。
And so in Chinese we say that the eyes are the doors of your soul.
那我们这个眼睛明亮了，耶稣说你眼睛一明亮，你全身都明亮了，你灵魂明亮了，你全身都明亮了。
And so Jesus says that when your eyes are able to see, then your whole body, you can see.
那这个，所以我们这个智慧不但让我们看得见，在好像眼睛有明亮光明呢，这个智慧可以让我们利人利己啊，对我们自己有好处，对别人也能够带来好处。
So this wisdom is able to allow us to see and also bring benefits not only to ourselves but to others.
你刚刚读到第八章第一节第八章第一节我们再读一次，谁如智慧人，谁知道事情的解释呢？人的智慧使他的脸发光，并使他的脸上暴气改变。
So chapter 8 verse 1 says, who is like a wise man and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine and the sternness of his face is changed.
你有智慧你很稳啊，你心知道怎么处理事情呢，你不会急躁，你不会有那种中文说是暴气你不会有一个不好的脸色。
And so when you have wisdom, you're able to be very stable and then you're able to do things right and not like a person who has a stern face.
对，好像你脸会发光一样
And then it appears like your face will shine.
就好像摩西上山上西乃山领神的律法四十昼夜。
And just like Moses went to the mountain and he for 40 days and 40 nights and his face shines.
神的律法就是神的智慧下山之后他的脸就充满了光了。
So the law of God is this light and his face will shine with light.
耶稣在边帽山上也发光，他的脸也发光。
And when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, his face also shined light.
耶稣就是道成为肉身来到人间了。
And so Jesus came to this world.
World become flesh. 那个 world 其实就好像智慧，智慧智慧，它是智慧的化身呐。
So the word became flesh, and this is the wisdom, the word of God.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命啊。”
And so Lord Jesus says, "I am the truth, the way, and the life."
你没有借着他，你没有办法到父那边去。
If you do not see him, go through him, you cannot go to the Father.
你没有道路，你怎么走路呢？你怎么走呢
？If you don't have a path, how can you walk on?
你没有真理，你怎么知道呢
？If you don't have the truth, how do you know?
你没有生命，你怎么活呢
？If you don't have life, how do you live?
你怎么继续活下去呢
？How can you continue living?
那耶稣来就是带给这种道路、真理、生命给我们这样的一个智慧，让我们知道，只要抓住它，我们可以抓住生命当中很重要的东西。
So the Lord Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Especially if we're able to hold on to him, we hold on to the truth.
那我们真的能够认识、了解这样的智慧？有时候你也发觉到说呢，有智慧的人不只是他的眼神很深、很看得清楚哦，很清澈哦、他的性情也会跟耶稣一样温柔安静，你看不到暴气了，你看不到戾气了。
So if we are able to attain this wisdom, we will be like Jesus. We are able to not have any anger, and our countenance will be shine.
那这是戾气哦，这个智慧不只是对自己好，对别人也很好。
So wisdom is not only beneficial to ourselves, but also to others.
我们来看十二章，传道书十二章十二节。
Let's take a look at Ecclesiastes.
对不起，十章十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 12.
十章十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 12.
十章十二节啊。
Chapter 10, verse 12.
智慧人的口出恩言，愚昧人的嘴吞灭自己。
The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool shall swallow him up.
那智慧人哦，不只是自己知道事情怎么来怎么去，怎么处理。脸上很安静，好像有光。你讲出去的话，常常可以造就人呐、常常可以让别人得到帮助。
So not only when you're wise, you're able to do things correctly, but many times when you speak, you're able to benefit others.
所以所罗门王在传道书十二章这样讲。
So Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Solomon says.
他说传道者因为有智慧哈、乃将知识教训众人呐、他这个有。智慧，他就可以将智慧的言语、知识的言语来教导众人。
So if a person who has wisdom, they're able to use the words of wisdom to teach others.
传道书十二章第十一节又说，传道者的话像刺棍啊，像一个 God， 就是可以那个尖尖的一个东西呢，能够赶牛那种刺棍啊，能够让我们的灵魂苏醒啊。
So Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 11 says, the words of the wise are like goats.
它就如同希伯来书说，像两刃的利剑啊，能够把我们的灵跟魂、骨跟骨髓都能够刺入剖开，让我们对神的话很有感受的，因为那是智慧的言语啊。
And so just like it's written in Hebrews that the words is like a double-edged sword, it is able to divide into our inner self and so that we may understand.
我们中国话说，与君一席话，胜读十年书。你跟主耶稣，听主耶稣讲一篇道理，真的，与君一席话，跟一个有智慧的人说一次的话语啊，一个conversation啊，你胜过你读十年的书啊。
And so if we're able to listen to the Lord Jesus speak one sermon and also listen to those wise, it is better than go through education for a decade.
这是智慧的言语可以帮助别人。
So the wisdom of the wise is able to help others.
那所罗门也观察到智慧虽然这么好，他有一些无奈，没有办法达到的地方。
So although Solomon acknowledged how beneficial wisdom is, but there's some things that it cannot do.
即使像所罗门这么聪明，这么有智慧，他也不敢说他什么都懂了。他还是认为智慧很深，就是你有时候真的，他说没有人可以透彻啊。这个是有时候你这个，我们台湾话说满堆勤坑啊，万底深坑啊，你真的没有办法去透彻这个很深的智慧哦。
So even though Solomon was so wise, but he acknowledged that there's so many things that he still does not know. It's like a bottomless.
好了，我们来看《传道书》七章二十三节、二十四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse
二十三、二十四节。
Verse
23, 24。二十三节，我曾用智慧试验这一切事。我说要得智慧，智慧却离我远。万事之理离我甚远，而且最深，谁能测透呢？请坐。
All this I have improved by wisdom, I said, I will be wise, but it was far from me. As for that which is far off and exceedingly deep, who can find it out?
这个智慧离我很远啊，甚远啊，又远又深啊。他用远跟深来形容呢，你想要得智慧，但是哈，对不起，智慧不是大白菜，满街都是啊。
And so he's trying to describe how difficult it is to gain wisdom because it was so far from me and also exceedingly deep.
这个保罗也给我们同样的观念呢。
So Paul also gave us the same concept.
他说如果你以为自己知道什么就按你所当知道的你还很多东西不知道了。
So it says that if you think you know what you know, but there's many things you still don't know.
那对于智慧神说神的智慧、保罗说神的智慧、哦、真的是他的智慧是何等深哉啊，他说深哉，神丰富的智慧跟知识很深啊，保罗也这样讲。
So Paul also acknowledged and said that how deep is the wisdom of God.
他的判断何其难测，你不知道神的判断是什么。
So that we will not know God's judgment.
他的脚踪何其难寻，你有时候找不到神的足迹啊。
And so we cannot find God's ways.
谁知道主的心呢？你知道主的心吗？
And who knows the heart of God? Do you?
谁 能够做神的 counselor 呢？做他的谋士呢？你敢说你可以做神的谋士吗？
And who dares to say that they are the counselor of God?
所以、哦、这个智慧很好，但是有时候离我们真的远哦。
So yes, the wisdom is very good, but some oftentimes very far away from us.
我们中国人说、哦、学无止境，你怎么学？都是有你可以学的东西啊，学无止境，所以活到老要学到老。
So the Chinese says there's a never ending to learning. You can learn to your old.
你到图书馆去啊。
You go to a library.
那么多书，你可以一辈子可以读几本呢、啊、
？And so there are so many books. How many books can you read in your life?
如果一本书一百页，那只有述说一个智慧。你根本这一辈子图书馆的书你都读不完了。
So if there's one book that's 100 pages and it talks about one thing, and there's so many books you can never finish them.
那这个智慧不是深哦，它的遗憾就是，有时候你即使你知道什么样的智慧，你也不一定行得出来。就是有时候知易行难，你知道容易，有时候神给你智慧，但是你不一定行得出来。
So even though wisdom tells us something, but yet we know it, but it's hard to do.
我们来看传道书六章七到九节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 6.
传道书六章七到九节。
Chapter 6, verse 7 and 8.
七到九节。
Verse 7 to 9.
人的劳碌都为口腹，心里却不知足。这样看来，智慧人比愚昧人有什么长处呢？穷人在众人面前如何？知道如何有什么长处呢？到第八节就好了，请读。
Verse 7. All the labor of a man is for his mouth, and yet the soul is not satisfied. For what more has the wise man than the fool? What does the poor man have? Who knows how to walk before the living?
所罗门就观察到，无论你有没有智慧啊，你是愚昧的，不是聪明的，他都发现了一个事实，就是说，人的心像无底坑啊，常常都没有办法满足他了。
And so Solomon discovered that no matter if a person has wisdom or not, but one thing is that the soul is never satisfied.
这个，所以从长远的，从那个，从这个，另外一个就是从长远的角度来看哦，你有智慧跟没有智慧也都一样，没有人可以纪念你啦，没有人纪念你。
So from a long perspective, we can see that whether you have wisdom or not, nobody will remember you.
我们来看传道书，这是智慧的缺憾，智慧没有办法达到的地方。
And so this is where the lacking of wisdom cannot attain.
我们看传道书二章十六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 6.
二章十六节，智慧人和愚昧人一样，永远无人纪念，因为日后都被忘记。可叹智慧人死亡跟愚昧人无异啊。
Verse 16, for there is no more remembrance of the wise than of the fool forever, since all that now is will be forgotten in the days to come, and how does a wise man die as the fool?
你即使很多的贡献，到最后人家也不一定记得你啊。
So you might have contributed much, but in the end, nobody will remember.
啊，你死了，没有智慧的人也死了，到最后都是黄土枯骨，都被人家忘记啊。
And so no matter what you do, when you die, you are like a dust.
我以前问过弟兄姐妹，在会堂的时候问说，你们谁记得你祖父的爸爸的名字的，请举手。
And so once in the chapel in church, I asked the member saying, do you still remember your great-great-parents' name?
没有，几乎没有人记得，几乎了。
Virtually nobody remembered.
才三四代人哦，你就没有人纪念他们的了。
So even though it's only 3 to 4 generations, but nobody remembered their name.
那所以有智慧到底有什么益处呢？
So what benefit is if you have wisdom?
从长远来看的话，不一定有益处哎。
And so from a long perspective, it doesn't have any benefits.
啊，圣上又说呢，多有智慧还多有愁烦呢。有些人他没有智慧，知道的少，对危险的了解也少，他忧虑就更少。
And so to those people who have not much wisdom or knowledge, they do not have much sorrow.
你有没有注意到？你旁边的人、哦、越聪明的人对这个新冠肺炎、啊、越害怕，你有注意到吗？
And so have you noticed that the people around you who are very smart, they are more afraid of the coronavirus?
所以曼哈顿、啊、很多这个很多 wealthy people 都溜掉了，溜掉乡下去了。
So in the Manhattan, there's many wealthy people who have fled the city.
他们狡兔三窟啊，他们很聪明啊，他们知道怎么样应变呢、啊？那当然，我们也不一定是不知道，但是有时候我们没有那个方法来狡兔三个地方啊。
And so, because they have multiple homes throughout everywhere, they're able to escape danger.
所以智慧很好，但是也有它不足的地方。
So wise wisdom has its benefits, but also there is lackings.
到最后，所罗门跟你讲，我其实智慧也不如机会了。
And so Solomon also mentions that wisdom also cannot lose to opportunity.
It's not as good as, huh? 我们来看传道书九章十一节。
Let's take a look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11.
这节大家都很熟啊。
So this is a verse very famous.
这边难道你有智慧，还有或者是你有机会，你会选哪一个呢？你要选择机会还是智慧
？So if you have a choice between wisdom and opportunity, which will you choose?
如果你看得到机会哈，其实不一定要很有智慧，你就可以抓住那个机会啊。
So if you see an opportunity, you don't need to be wise, but you can hold on to the opportunity.
如果你真的有智慧，没有机会、哦、你的智慧也对你没有什么帮助啊。
And so even if you have wisdom but no opportunity, your wisdom will not help you too much.
我们看传道书的十章第九章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11.
我又转念日光，见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得知财，灵巧的未必得喜悦，所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会、啊、请坐。
I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all.、
所以即使我们你我不一定那么有智慧，但是我们也可以求神给我们好机会。
And so, both you and I, we might not be that wise, but we can ask God for opportunity.
因为、哦、这边提到说呢，智慧未必得粮食啦，明哲的未必得知财，灵巧的也未必得喜悦。你很会读书，但是你在 pandemic 当中毕业，你要找工作真的很难啊。
And so you might be able to study very well, but during the pandemic, it's very hard to find a job.
有时候我们爸爸妈妈很怕孩子输在起跑点。
So sometimes our parents are afraid that their kids only study.
礼拜六也不让他们来聚会，学这个学那个。
And so on Sabbath, they do not come to church. They learn many things.
我们常常跟这个父母亲勉励，你要让神认识你的孩子。我们的努力呢，神会祝福了。如果神不认识你的孩子，或是神，就是你的孩子跟神不亲近，没有神给的机会。有时候你再努力，有时候事倍功半。你也努力，但是效果是少的。
So many times we encourage the parents to allow their kids to spend more time in church and know God because all their efforts without God might not be a blessing.
我一直记得神跟摩西说，我是按着你的名字认识你的。
I still remember that God said, Moses, that I know you by your name.
你在我的眼前蒙恩惠。
That you are blessed before my eyes.
所以你的要求虽然很难，但是我要为你来成全。
Although your request is difficult, I will grant it.
我就想到，在喜乐坡教会，我们的神学生啊，劝他做见证。
So I remember in Hillsborough Church when our brother Chad, a theological student, made a testimony.
他说他小时候有这个 ADHD 啊，有这个，他的学习都没有办法集中啊。
So he testified that he had a when he was young, he had an attention deficit disorder. He cannot focus.
他说他参加我们的学生联会啊，那个考试呢，常常有加分题啊，哈，加十、加二十分、加四十分的加分题，要考很低也很难，然后。
And so he testified said that when he was in student spiritual convocation, when they had a test.They had extra credit. It was very hard to gain the credit.
但是呢，他说那个，沙漠传道就是郭传道跟他参加 SSC 哈，那个郭传道常常拿最高的分数，120几啊，130几啊，他都拿30分呐、啊，40分呐、啊。
And so he shared that Pastor Samuel that will always get like 120s, 130s, but he always gets like 30s, 40s.
好，那他见证的重点在哪里？他就说。虽然他生下来有这个问题，但是因为神认识他，神给他恩惠。
And so his purpose for the testimony is that even though he was born with such lackings, but God has given him opportunities.
所以神给他恩典，可以读大学，可以有好工作，找到一个这个有一个好的家庭。
And so that he testified how God has given him such grace that he was able to study in a university and have a very good family.
所以我们来谈怎么样得智慧。
So we discuss how we can gain wisdom.
我们来看，我们这次看来看箴言哈。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
第九章第十节。
Proverbs chapter.
诗篇箴言传道书在传道书前面啊，第九章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
九章十节。
Chapter 9, verse 10.
敬畏主是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Give instruction to a wise man, he will be still wiser.
其实我们认识神就是智慧的开端呢。
And so when we come to know God, that is the beginning of our wisdom.
你知道我们认识神神借着圣经跟我们讲很多人生的智慧的道理。
So through the Bible, God tells us many truths to human life.
叫我们怎么做人，叫我们怎么样教孩子，叫我们怎么样来维持我们的婚姻。
So it teaches us how to be a person, a good person. Teaches us how to be a good spouse in the family.
所以箴言一开始他就跟你讲，你如果知道箴言或是传道书一开始都跟你讲，你会得智慧的。所以我们叫做这些书信叫智慧书信。
So these books are considered the books of wisdom.
他说你真的读这些书，你认识神，你听经的话，你会比你的老师更聪明啊。
And says if you diligently read these books, and then you will be even wiser than your teacher.
有时候神真的会好像突然让我们开窍一样哦。
So sometimes God allows us to learn this.
你就知道这个事情的道理在哪里，它的定理，你知道就什么时候你该做什么事情。
And then you would discover what is the right thing to do, when is the perfect time to do.
那除了我们要认识神，我们自己要努力那个就像传道人说的，他默想考察 又述说许多的这个智慧的话。
And so we also have to put into our effort to know these words.
我们来看传道书的十二章第九节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 9.
十二章第九节哦，这告诉我们哦，智慧的东西哦，你自己本身也要有一点努力啊，去想要了解。
And so we have to put in our effort to understand these things of the.
再者，传道者啊，我们第九节，再者，传道者应有智慧，乃将知识教训众人，又默想、考察，又曾说许多的箴言。
And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs.
这里又谈到 ponder， 你要思想哦，对。人生的许多事情呢，你要用神的话去 discern， 去判断，去思想前后的关系，神的目的。你真的慢慢你会越来越有智慧啊。
So we indeed we have to spend our time ponder on God's words to understand the purpose of things.
你的遭遇，别人的遭遇，你要思想一下哦，你要默想。
And so
到底神是什么意思？
So we have to understand why God put us where we are to understand what is the meaning.
我们不要一天到晚只有滑手机，一直接受，一直读啊，但是不想啊，那这样子我们很难得到智慧啊。
So we cannot just keep on looking at our cell phones, but yet we don't think about it. We don't gain anything.
就像一个传道人说，现代的人就好像一群刷着手机的猴子一样，他只懂得刷，他不懂得想。
And so it's just like a pastor who says, well, this society is like people, like monkeys on a cell phone. They only know how to swipe, but they don't think.
保罗对提摩太说，我跟你讲的话，你要思想，凡事主要给你聪明。
And so Paul told Timothy that everything I say to you, you have to think about it, then you'll gain wisdom.
第一篇跟我们讲，你要昼夜思想神的话，你就会成为一个有福气的人了。
So you will be blessed if you're able to ponder upon the words of God day and night.
你会像一棵树栽在溪水旁，你会按时结果子。
You will be like a tree planted by the river. You will bear fruit in time.
希望人说我思故我在。你想到什么东西，你在那方面你就存在。
And so whatever you think about, then you will exist.
那这边提到又默想，又考察，又陈说，你有一个想法，你要对照圣经啊，这个想法是从神来的，是我人生的经历。那你也要述说你这个人生的智慧，你越述说哈，你对那个道理就会越深入啊。
So not only do you ponder, do you receive the words of God, but you will have to say to others, then you'll gain even more.
为什么我们叫有查经？查经就是希望每个人能够发表从神那边所领受的。
So why do we have a Bible study? It is that we can all share what we have gained from God.
那有的人在查经的时候，他不动脑的，他只想听啊。他不想，他不会去想说，我要来思考这个经文，我要把我的思想组织起来，我要最短的时间之内把我这个从神领受的智慧来跟弟兄姐妹分享。
So some people, when they have a Bible study, they only listen, but that's not the way. You should actually try to use the least amount of time to express what God has given you.
我们中国话说，口到心就到了，这个发表就是吸收的力气，口到是心到的法则。你发表哦，你容易吸收，你口讲出来，你心也会想到那个。
So your expression is very important, just like the Chinese saying that if you're able to speak, then that means your heart, what you think is already expressed out.
还记得埃迪阿伯太监他读圣经是读出来的，他不只是眼睛看，他嘴巴读，耳朵学呀。
And so the Antiochus, he was able not only to read, but also to speak out loud and also to ask.
Read it out loud, so he can hear his own words. So today we also need to 发表学习这边说的就像这里传道人说的，默想、考察又陈说、述说许多的箴言。
And so
we should 越来越有智慧了。
We need to seek out and set in order many of the proverbs.
那有时候我们给自己带到一个比较让我们懂得思想的环境哦。
So we have to bring ourselves to an environment that we can think.
好，我们来看传道书七章四节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 4.
传道书七章四节。
Ecclesiastes 7:4.
七章四节，智慧人的心在朝上之家，愚昧人的心在快乐之家。
The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth.
当你参加丧礼，你看到人家死掉，你会感受很深的，你会觉得夫妻之间不用再计较了，人世之间，人生之间，钱也不是这样的东西，因为你走了，什么都带不走。
So when you attend somebody's funeral, you realize that there's nothing is that important, and no longer need to quarrel among another.
你参加丧礼，你就会发觉到人生真正的意义在哪里。
After you attend funeral, you understand the true meaning of a life.
那你在快乐之家，你参加一个 party， 脑筋不想，感官高兴一下，什么智慧都没有得到。
So when you attend a party, it seems like you're having fun, but you have gained nothing.
所以我们要常常把自己放在一个让我们常常可以得智慧一个思考的场所。
So we must put ourselves in a position we can often think.About ourselves.
箴言说哈，跟智慧人同行必得智慧。
In the proverb say, if you walk with the wise, you will gain wisdom.
跟愚昧人作伴哦，你必受亏损的。
And if you spend time with fools, you will become, you will lose everything.
所以我真的，如果我们常常在查经哈，很多人在发表，那你也仔细思想，为什么他会这样讲？他的道理在哪里？有没有道理？他的人生是什么样的人生？
So when you attend the Bible study, you should consider what others are sharing and focus and think if they have directions in their life.
那你把自己放在这个脑力激荡的一个环境呢？真的，你会越来得到越多的智慧啊。
When you're able to position yourself in such an environment, you will gain wisdom.
那感谢主，今天我们用智慧人的心居右啊。
So thank God today we can use the heart of a wise inclines to the right.
我们盼望我们弟兄姐妹能够越来越有智慧。
We wish that all our brothers and sisters can become wiser.
当然虽然他有不足有一些达不到的地方。
Although there are certain things it cannot do.
但是他常常让你活在认识了解光明之中。
But it often allows you to live in the light and the understanding.
所以我们要常常亲近神，圣灵帮助我们认识神的旨意。
So we have to draw near to God and ask God to help us.
我们自己也要常常思想。
And we have to often ponder and think ourselves.
我们也常常把自己放在一个让我们常常需要用脑筋的地方。
And we should position ourselves into a place where we can think.
好，我们晚上就聚会到这边，我们一起来祷告。
And we'll conclude, let's pray.